I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz called for the United Nations Refugee Agency for Palestinians in Gaza, known as UNRWA, to be, in his words, replaced with agencies dedicated to genuine peace and development after allegations that members of its staff were involved in the October 7th Hamas terror attacks. In a social media post Saturday, Katz urged the countries to follow the example of the United States, Australia, Canada, Britain, Italy, and Finland in pausing funding. UNRWA said in a statement it had fired the suspected employees and has opened an investigation. Speaking to reporters Friday at the UN, UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric said Secretary General Antonio Guterres was horrified at the allegations and said if true, the staff members in question should be subject to prosecution. But at the same time, Dujarric said there is still concern about halting funding for the organization.
I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in Gaza who rely on UNRWA's humanitarian work, who rely on humanitarian assistance, even more now than they did before. It is the work that UNRWA does remains critical.
Set up to help refugees in the refugees of the 1948 war at Israel's founding, UNRWA provides education, health, and aid services to Palestinians in Gaza, the West Bank, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. It helps about two-thirds of Gaza's 2.3 million population and has played a pivotal role in aid role during the current war. The Associated Press reports an Israeli airstrike hit a house in Gaza's southern city of Rafah Saturday, killing at least three people and leaving many injured. Meanwhile, the Israeli army Saturday released aerial video footage showing strikes on Hamas infrastructures, what it says are strikes on Hamas infrastructures in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza Strip. This is VOA News.